Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspaper articles of the day. A century ago, just as today, meetings were the norm. Some were raucous, others were polite. The story promised the latter. Only routine matters are expected tonight. City Council meeting not expected to be productive of any unusual questions. The City Council will meet this evening in regular session, and while there might be something sprung by some member, it was announced yesterday by City Clerk Charles Tracy that no sensations are expected. Meanwhile, to the north, Walkerville might have municipal band. A meeting's been called for Thursday to discuss the question. It is thought that the city should have such an organization, and as there are a number of good musicians in the Hill City, it is not thought that it will be a difficult matter to organize a band of sufficient number of pieces to well represent Walkerville for all occasions. A most unusual meeting took place in the Butte Mayor's office. Mayor Bill Maloney was puzzled, he was mystified, he was nonplussed, and he admitted it. It all happened in this way. Jay Prescott and Miss Hope Eden are appearing at the Broadway this week in a mind reading and mental telepathy act. Yesterday afternoon, anxious to secure a letter of recommendation from the mayor and city officials, the two actors staged a demonstration in Mayor Maloney's office. When preparations were completed, the doors were locked, lest one of the nervous spectators endeavor to beat a hasty retreat. Mayor Bill was then called upon to write out the name of a friend, a city, and a state. To his astonishment, the young lady who had turned her back to her audience pronounced the names. Mayor Bill then set his watch and turned the hands to different hours. The result was the same. Fire Chief Martin and City Attorney Toole took a hand in the game and were equally impressed. "Can you tell me what I'm thinking about?" asked Mayor Maloney. Not wishing to give him away, the girl answered, "Yes, but I do not believe I had better tell you while the reporters are here." The mayor laughed and said it was not the place for a lady with a thin calico dress. At the conclusion of the demonstration, Mayor Maloney wrote the following letter. "The demonstration which you have given in my office was most interesting and remarkable. The tests that were made were most severe ones, and your success in meeting them is still a mystery to me. Yours sincerely, Mayor W.H. Maloney." Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.